The top of 20, and for Port Macquarie, shower 2, increasing later with the top of 22. Chance of a shower for Kempsey with the top of 23, and mostly fine for Coffs Harbour, a top of 23. Tomorrow, a few showers and easing later on with a top of 21. We do have a gale wind warning for Thursday and a strong wind warning for today, so keep that in mind. Right now, we're going to continue the journey with Lewis Tillett, and of course every week for the last 6 weeks I've been talking to singer-songwriter Lewis Tillett, starting with his childhood. The amazing musical and life journey has so far taken us through 6 of his solo albums, an incredible tale of his time in mental institutions, several brushes with death, his absolute disdain for the Australian music industry moguls, and the huge support he received and continues to receive from his fans in Europe. And Lewis joins me now. Welcome again, Lewis.
It's great to be here, Irene.
We'll have to stop meeting like this, as they say. Now, before we get on to the album we're going to discuss today, some of the music I've been playing so far today for National Sorry Day and the Indigenous music, you're familiar with a lot of it.
Oh, it was wonderful driving in here, listening to this radio station, and hearing bands like Coloured Stone, No Fixed Address, Warrumpy Band, Mixed Relations. They're all bands that were on a label that I was on when I was in probably my first band called Wet Taxis, and in fact one of the tracks that you played from Mixed Relations I believe features Di Spence, who's probably played saxophone on just about every album I've ever made, and it brings back really great memories.
Wow.
Because you know, the it was really in. It was a huge time for Australian Indigenous music, and I mean not only because of the politics, but we all had something very much in common, which is just the universal thing that we're all on the outside. It didn't matter whether we're black or white, and that brought us together. So it's lovely to hear.
Hear those songs. Good. All right, well, today we're going to discuss your 1999 album, performed live at The Basement in Sydney with the band Cast of Aspersions on the 14th of June, 1999. So what would you like to tell us about that time?
I've just been recollecting as best I can, and strangely enough, my recollection comes more from seeing an ABC TV documentary that was made on this particular concert that this performance was recorded at, and I hadn't played in it, I don't think, at all for about 2 years, and certainly not in Australia. I had no real intentions of actually doing so again, and someone, a guy called Mark Mordew, who's a music journalist as well as editor of a number of magazines, and he and his partner Lisa Nicol had decided that they were going to make a film, and that tied in with the sort of departure of an old manager who we were talking about getting some shows at The Basement, and he was saying, "Oh, the only way you'll ever get any shows at The Basement is they'll give you some crappy, you know, Monday, Tuesday nights," and that's exactly what they gave us, and it was great. They were full out, and they booked us for a third night as well, but leading up to it, I was extremely ill, and in fact, pressures were coming at me from all sides, and I'd rung up the hospital where I'd regularly gone in when things had reached critical point, and it was one of those scenarios where I remember speaking to the nurse that advised me to actually go and play the concerts. And he said that he was anxious because, you know, what decision? I mean, I was suicidal. I remember one of the nurses saying that, you know, that, and this is when we talk about alcoholism or mental illness, saying that, you know, alcoholism will kill you eventually, but what you've got, Lewis, will kill you in a flash, which means suicide. So, but they took a deep breath and said, "I think it's good for you to play these concerts, and then as soon as they're finished, come in and we'll take it from there." So this concert was recorded at The Basement. I roped in all of my older friends who came along to help out. It was really quite a spectacular band, it had been a long time since we played with the full four-piece horn section and with the second keyboard. Don Walker played the Hammond organ for me, and it was the extra voices and that they were really three very 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 special nights, and it gave me a great it took me out of myself again. That's all I can say about it.
It's great that the they understood the importance of music to you, isn't it, at the hospital?
It was, and I think we talked earlier, way back at Letters to a Dream, how there was a psychologist who went into bat because the doctors weren't going to let me out, said, no, he's not safe to be out on his own. But she said, no, making this recording is very important, and likewise doing these concerts. It was hard going, but it was a great thing, and there was a tremendous electricity in the air during those nights.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll play one of the tracks from the album. What song would you like to kick off our chat today with?
Right. This is we had a lot of trouble recording the good old proverbial technical problems, and but I'd actually received a little bit of money from a song that was used on a film with called Erskineville Kings with Heath Ledger and Hugh Jackman.
Wow!
And so managed to get recording gear in, and this particular song, everything in the mixing, something had to be sacrificed to bring something else out. It couldn't be all balanced, and this song I thought just. Particularly because of the guitar solo in the middle by Charlie Owen. It's a song called "From Me to You." It's a quite a heartfelt ballad. It's called "From Me to You."
Okay.
The sun sets, I thought were mine, reflect in the mirror of your distant eyes. The begin to sigh, the things you said to me still make me cry. I wish I could close down my mind to thoughts that make me blind. I can't find the words to say. Which inspired me to fly away. You see what I'm trying to be is torturing me, which brings me back to you again. one who can help me get through this dark night that scares me despite fears that I know. It's you and only you. Who can help me to start not to fear the dark that's inside my heart? All the things I promised to myself I would keep on the shelf, and the thoughts that still make me scared all the night, but I know there's still potential left on, leaving me alone to quietly call. Help me to rise above all these lies that never seem to stop. The one thing I'm missing instead of dreaming, I'm silently screaming. All these things I've done, God can play.
Lewis Tillett there performing From Me to You live at The Basement in Sydney on the 14th of June 1999. So here we are, Lewis, big night at The Basement. How did that finish up?
In a dream, a happy dream, but it was out of there and off to the mental institution. But again, a great lucky to have that life support. Glad that it was filmed. The film didn't come out for another 2 years after that, but suddenly people started to realise that. I mean, for me, the whole world knew about my problems, but they didn't, and that is just so much a part of mental illness. And when the documentary, people were saying, I had no idea that makes the music more special. I have a brother, I have a sister, I have an uncle, I have a cousin, I have a friend who suffers the same condition. We thought we were the only ones, and they said, we cannot believe that we see you play and that you've been living through this, and it really gave a lot of people a lot of hope. So something very, very worthwhile came out of it, and so it was everything delayed reactions in music, but years later you find out that it was a good thing to have done.
Right, so you are now back in Sydney. It's 1999 and you are 40 years old. So dare I ask how you celebrated your 40th birthday?
I don't remember, and I would dare say that I didn't. Right. I've made a point of never celebrating my birthday, and unless someone reminds me, it quite often goes unnoticed. So, and that was certainly one that went unnoticed. I've no recollection of it at all, and my life had become now completely and utterly almost irrelevant to the world as far as I saw it, irrelevant to anything, and the only connection that I had was really was music and always having this opportunity to return to Europe and you know the darkest hour, you know, before the dawn, and that's sort of pretty much what this sort of the last song that we're going to play. A lot of the songs, you know, the songs were getting longer and more drawn out, as you could probably tell by that one. Certainly not a radio friendly, you know, 3 minute pop song, but. The music became for me more and more of a journey that would take me to another place, and as we come up to this last track, that was a very, very long night, so 3 hour performances, and despite the fact that you can hear my voice getting tired at the end of this, this is a very strenuous time, it's a song called Life Raft, and Life Raft, this is the message that I just repeat over and over again, is that, you know, swimming through a dark undercurrent, but occasionally a brilliant shaft of bright light pierces that, and that light is just so beautiful, it keeps one going, and this song Life Raft is about just that, and this is how we ended the night.
Okay. Just getting back to your 40th for a minute, what month of the year were you born?
I was born on Black Friday, the 13th of March, by caesarean birth, and as I've always said, no man by woman born shall slay Lewis.
Oh, right.
It's
so you're Piscean.
Yeah, Piscean and a Macbethian.
All right. Well, as you said, we are going to go out with the track Life Raft, and today we've played more music than probably we've chatted about, but you've pointed out how that's relevant.
Yes, and I've enjoyed that, and I think it's important for sometimes for people when I'm falling short and stumbling with words. You know, we've got limited time to talk here. It's in many ways it's a very a strong reflection on why I play music, because I can stumble with words forever and never quite say what I really want to, and through the music I feel that I can speak volumes in a much more concise form.
Well, I don't think you're alone there, Lewis. I always feel I can write things down better than I can ever speak them. So, but everybody has their different ways of getting there.
Yes, it's for, people have often asked me. There's very few albums that I've done where I've actually printed the lyrics, and people have always said, "We want to hear the lyrics. Can't hear them clearly enough." And for me, they're not dictionary definitions. They're not. It's often the sound of the words combined with the sound of the music that gives them meaning.
Yeah.
So I don't like to take the words out on their own. If I was to do that, I'd write words to be, you know, that would stand
actually,
alone.
Actually, I'm glad you clarified that, because I was going to ask you about that at some stage, because none of the albums have the lyrics there. So.
No.
But anyway. All right, well, we are out of time again. Thank you once again, and we will play this next track, Life Raft, from... your performance at The Basement on the 14th of June 1999, and the album is Live at The Basement. This track is called Life Raft.
And features the outro with Don Walker playing the Hammond organ for us.
Okay.
Good. drifting myself to delusion, floating around on my raft of illusion. I always know what I should do. Get up and raft and turn to you.
Lewis Tillett there live at the basement. 1999, and the track was A Life Raft. Right now it's time for...